listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about why we love Jesus. And I'm going to read to you a pretty short and simple verse, 1 John chapter 4, verse 19, which says this: "We love him because he first loved us." I've heard a phrase many times from people: "I just love Jesus." And I've heard it so many times from others that often they mean it something like this: "I don't care much about church or the Bible or organized religion or theology. I simply love Jesus." But simply, truly loving Jesus is full of meaning. Why? Why does anyone truly love Jesus? John gives us the answer in 8 easy words. We love him because he first loved us. First, he states a fact. We love him. John begins by declaring the heart of every true follower of Jesus Christ. Simply and boldly put, we love him. This is true of every genuine disciple of Jesus. It's something that every Christian should be unafraid to proclaim. I love him. I love Jesus. Can you say that? Are you embarrassed to say it? Can you say, I love Jesus? Now, this verse not only declares our love for Jesus, it also tells us when he loved us. It says he first loved us. Some people imagine that Jesus loved us because he knew that we would love him and then come to faith in him. But let me tell you something. He loved us long before that, and even before the worlds were created, when our only existence was in the mind and heart of God, he loved us. Even then, he loved us, and he loved us when we were still sinners. This verse also tells us where our love for Jesus comes from. It comes from him. We love him because he first loved us. Our love for God is always in response to his love for us. He initiates and we respond. We never have to draw God to us. Instead, he draws us to himself. This verse also tells us why we love Jesus, and it tells us how we can love him more. Notice, we love him because he first loved us. Charles Spurgeon, that great preacher of Victorian England, he said something very helpful here. He said this, and I'm quoting Spurgeon here: "Yet we must not try to make ourselves love our Lord, but look to Christ's love first. For his love to us will beget in us love to him. I know that some of you are greatly distressed because you cannot love Christ as much as you would like to, and you keep on fretting because it is so. Now, just forget your own love to him and think of his great love to you, and then immediately your love will come to something more like that which you would desire it to be." Did you get that in that quote from Spurgeon? Instead of working hard to love Jesus more, meditate more on his great love for you. Based on this principle of 1 John chapter 4, verse 19, you can be assured that greater love for Jesus will begin to rise within you as you consider more fully how much he truly loves you. Friends, let me add one more point here. If Jesus first loved us, then it is true that he loves us now. Do you believe it? Today, let it sink down deep in your heart. We love him because he first loved us.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.